The question was asked, it says Hashem passed over Moshe Rabbeinu Vayikra, and he called. Who called? So, we'll do the long answer here. I had the good fortune of talking to Rabbi Mainz before Yom Tov, and he told me the following thought, that if you look in the Torah before the 13 attributes, you don't find the word Seleach. You don't find the word Slicha. You don't find the concept of complete forgiveness before the 13 attributes of mercy. It doesn't exist in the Torah. Adam Arishon sins, Cain sins. The terminology we found is Lisa Chet, Tisa. Will Hashem be willing to carry the transgression? In other words, is Hashem willing to put up with them? Is Hashem willing to let them stick around on the planet? Can He handle them, so to speak? Is He willing to have them around? But you don't find the term Slicha. And you find that time and again. You find it with Yosef and the brothers. What do the brothers say to Yosef after Yaakov died? They say, your father asked us to ask you, Ana, sa, na, pesha achecha v'chatatam kira gemalucha. Vata, sa, na, the same term, to carry the weight of the transgression. Meaning, are you willing to put up with me even though I did wrong? But never do you find the concept of forgive me. You find the concept, Avram Avinu is praying on behalf of the five cities that sinned, the five cities of Sodom. What does Avram say? Tisa. Are you willing to put up with the nation if there are 10 pious people, 50 pious people? You constantly find the same term. Are you willing to put up with them? Are you willing to take on that burden of having these people alive, even though they've done these transgressions? But you don't find the term Slicha until Moshe Rabbeinu and the 13 attributes. You come to the 13 attributes, and Hashem teaches Moshe a whole new concept. A concept that I told him back. The Malbim writes that you don't find the term Slicha other than by the Ribbono Shel Olam. Slach na la'avon al'am hazeh, because Slicha is the capacity to forgive and completely clean off. We don't have that capacity. Anyone that's been in a fight, you know, kids will sometimes be crying and they're so upset. And after about 10 minutes, you ask them, why are you so upset? And he says, I don't know, but I'm upset. Right? How many times do kids have that? They don't know why they're upset, but they're still upset. Right? Well, guess what? We have the same thing. You know, we once had a... You see it with adults, too. How many times are the family feuds? People say, I'm not sitting next to him. And you say, why? I don't know, but my father wouldn't sit next to his father. Right? We go back a long way. Why? That doesn't matter. Yeah, well, we have a hard time erasing completely, and the Malbim says we don't. Ribbono Shel Olam does. So the Ribbono Shel Olam taught Moshe Rabbeinu that concept on Har Sinai. The concept that you could have Slicha.
Doesn't that sound like a pretty Jewish concept, though? You still hate Amalek, right?
We'll get there. Mm-hmm. Maybe.
If that's the case, then why do we fast every Tisha B'Av? Why are we still being punished from the temple and Yom Kippur? Like, if the slate's wiped clean, then there shouldn't be any more...
If like he has forgiveness, then we have forgiven us.
We're still under punishment. And not, like, the fact that we don't have the temple and the fact that we're in Galilus.
Why do we have brushes?
Like Hashem said that in Tisha B'Av, right, that I'll give, they cried for nothing, so I'll give them something to cry over for all the generations. So it doesn't seem like
let's get back that. That's a whole new concept, which is important. But let's finish this and then go on to that, okay? So the Ribbono Shel Olam revealed to Moshe 13 attributes of mercy. Hashem is merciful towards us, even though we're going to sin. That's a Yud Kei Vav Kei, the first name of Hashem. Hashem is merciful for us, even after we've done what's wrong. Kel, He is the forceful being, and sometimes He holds that back. Technically, He should zap us the minute we did something wrong. No. Rahum.
Is there a break, between Hashem and Hashem, when you're talking about the breaks before?
Yeah, there's a break. Yeah. That's what it is. One before and one after a person's transgressed. It's two different concepts.
I'm going back to the idea that you're saying about the Moshe thing.
Right. So not every two words that are together have the same meaning. Right. Chanun, He gives us, even though we don't deserve it. There's Rachamim, mercy. There's Chanina, beyond. Erech Apayim, He's slow to anger. Technically, right away when you did something wrong, you should react. Nope, He gives you a long time. Rav Chesed, His kindness is exuberant, meaning it's not limited to what we deserve. He goes above and beyond. Temet. And then there's truth. And this, I'll say it in two sentences, but really the Chafetz Chaim writes a few pages on this idea. We view emet, as being on the other side of chesed. And by the Ribbono Shel Olam, it's not that way. Chesed and emet go together. On a deeper level, one can see that chesed and emet are not different. We think of emet being exacting justice. This is what you deserve. This is what I'm giving you. And chesed is, I'll give you, even though you don't deserve it, I'm going to be kind. And no, on a deeper level, the two don't, they're not mutually exclusive. On the contrary, they're complementary. But that, okay, notzer chesed alafim, Hashem will pay off kindness and hold on to that for thousands of generations. Nose avon is willing. Here you have the nose avon. Vafesha vechata'a. He's willing to maintain all of that, hold on to it for a long time until we do tshuva, and then it'll be soleha. And vinake. And he's also willing to ultimately wipe it clean, and that's the slicha. Okay, so the Ribbono Shel Olam teaches him that. Now, who said the 13 attributes? So one opinion says Moshe was taught them, and when Hashem passed over him, Hashem had previously taught him the 13 attributes when he was on Sinai, so that when Hashem would pass over him, Ani avir kol tuvi al panecha, v'karati v'shem Hashem lefanecha, v'chanotit sherechon v'chanotit sherechem, so I will call, and then you have to respond. Your job is to respond, what? The 13 attributes of mercy. So Vayikra is, according to that understanding, was Moshe. The other interpretation says that was the moment Hashem taught it to him. When Hashem was passing over to him, v'sakoti chapi alecha adovri, I'll put my hand over you till I pass. That's a mercy. And during that moment, that's when Moshe saw that vision of...
And how does that fit with the word Vayikra?
Hashem called him. The question is, who did the calling? Vayavor Hashem al panav, Vayikra, and Hashem called.
But doesn't Vayikra have the connotation of calling to somebody?
A Vayikra could also be a declaration. It's not necessarily I'm calling him. It could also be I'm declaring before him. Like you call a name, it's a declaration. It's so those are two opinions as to whether Moshe was taught that beforehand, and that's what he was supposed to say when Hashem came, and that was also his prayer to forgive Am Yisrael. And Hashem says, "Salachti kidvarecha." Where's kidvarecha? That's the vinake.
Why do we shout this sentence louder than the actual?
The Vayavor Hashem al panav Vayikra. If you notice the chazan for Ne'ila, he didn't do that. He said the 13 midos slowly and loudly, and each one. Yeah. And every year he's surprised why the tzibur doesn't catch on and do it with him. Every year he goes slowly and the tzibur zooms ahead. Hashem, Hashem, what are you doing? That's the most powerful part of all the tefillah. That's where you should go slowly. Yeah. Yeah. Every year. But you're right. Technically, it's like people focus on the Kol Nidre. That's the part that moves them.
If it's Moshe Amar,
it's not like that, yeah.
If Moshe Amar, then why does he continue to nakel or nakel and try to avoid the bani Yisrael? The bani Yisrael should not be. No, Hashem, it's not there.
I don't know a source, but I think that there are two indications here. I'm not sure Moshe said more than that. Could be the Pasuk is telling us the continuation. And B, it could be that that's the balancing of the Vinake. That Nake is not just that Hashem's willing to wipe clean. He's not willing to wipe clean if you didn't do yours. He's willing to wipe clean if you did do yours. It's the balancing. It's the modifier that you need both. Personally, I always pause before the Vinake, because they're two different concepts. Notzer chesed, nosei avon vafesha v'chata'a. V'nakei is a totally new concept. Hashem is willing to put up with avon fesha chata'a. And aside from that, he's also willing to clean. V'nakei. I don't know why the pasuk didn't put a pause there, but when I say it, I have to pause because it's different kavanah. V'nakei.
Why is it different in
because nosei is he's willing to put up with what you did wrong until you do tshuva. Yeah, and v'nakei is after you did tshuva, he's willing to forgive you.
The pasuk puts in a sechta before v'nakei. The pasuk did put in a bar instead of two.
Right, you're right. There's an asnachta there, right? Okay.